What is going on with Fox News? Is their journey to the dark side complete? States continue to count votes while Joe Biden was declared the winner. Plus, the Trump campaign team prepares to challenge hundreds of thousands of ballots. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13 Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with an election update because this weekend, even though the campaigning is done, the election is still going on, folks. No state has certified a winner yet. There are some states that are still counting votes and many have irregularities like crazy. And yet, that didn't stop Fox News and other media outlets from declaring Joe Biden the winner, as if this declaration is the be-all, end-all of elections.
I declare bankruptcy!
Yep, by putting that declaration out there, it doesn't circumvent state law. We're still doing what we need to do in the campaign. The states are still doing what they need to do. But by the media declaring Joe Biden the winner, it starts a whole chain of events. People were out celebrating in the streets. They were calling Biden the winner. They were calling him president-elect. And what I found funny is that all these thousands of people started to gather, there was never even one word from Joe Biden about, hey, don't do that because it could be dangerous. You put a couple dozen people together in the Rose Garden for Amy Coney Barrett, and it's called a super spreader. Yet thousands of people get together, and there's not one mention from Biden, the guy who basically ran a virtual campaign, who gave speeches to empty parking lots. He should have put out a message that said, hey, we should celebrate virtually because that was the whole theme of the campaign. He didn't say anything. But again, this declaration by the media starts this chain of events. He's declared president-elect. So that means on Saturday, he gives a victory speech. And here's part of what he said.
The people of this nation have spoken. They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory.
A clear and convincing victory? Give me a break. Friends, here's what's going on. Here's a quick election update. The margin in Arizona, Biden's lead, continues to shrink. Now it is less than 0.5% in Arizona. In Georgia, where they're headed to a recount, it's even closer. It's 0.2%. In Pennsylvania, it's 0.6%. And there you have hundreds of thousands of ballots that the Trump team is calling into question, that they want reviewed. That's where things stand. It's clearly not a clear and convincing victory. Yet that's what he said, and here's more from Biden.
It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again. And to make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies, they are Americans.
Now, I found that one interesting because historically, Democrats tend to be the most gracious, the biggest winners you'll ever see. They are so happy. They talk about things like uniting and healing and moving past the harsh rhetoric and working with Republicans. We should all come together. Yet in defeat, did we hear any of that in 2016? No, we heard about the resistance or hashtag not my president, or we're not going to work with Republicans. We are going to be the check against them and their wild right-wing policies. That's what they heard. But when they win, they want everyone to come together in unity, even though the Democrats have attacked President Trump even before day one of his presidency, continue to attack him, and yet they say stuff like that. And then there's Joe Biden on his policies.
The battle to control the virus, the battle to build prosperity, the battle to secure your family's health care, the battle to achieve racial justice and root out systemic racism in this country.
Biden also added the environment to his list, but here's what I find interesting, okay, is that the left controls all the major institutions in this country, which is something that we need to work on and fight back. But I'm talking about the media, big tech, education, entertainment, control of the major cities in America, and yet Joe Biden talks about getting rid of systemic racism. Systemic racism in all the major institutions that are controlled by the left. Think about that one for a second. So now we'll move on to our main story, which is Fox News. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. We still have 80% of the people who watch the show aren't even subscribed. We could grow like crazy if you're a regular watcher. Just hit that subscribe button. All right, let's talk about Fox News, folks, because what has happened? They have had a drift to the left for a number of years. But for me, their election coverage and the campaign coverage really drove it home. We have Chris Wallace in that first debate, pathetic and unprofessional, basically a two-on-one debate against President Trump. It was disgraceful. Then with the election coverage, you have them calling Arizona before any network did. As I mentioned, Arizona continues to tighten. It's less than 0.5% voter irregularities out there that the Trump campaign are investigating, and yet they called it. And then you have the hosts. I mean, I mentioned Chris Wallace, but Juan Williams? Come on. Donna Brazile? Give me a break. And yet this is what's going on. And their other hosts are painting a picture, and I'll get into some examples that really bothered me, of just a direction away from their core beginnings of fair and balanced and basically a beacon for conservatives. They certainly aren't that anymore. Over the weekend, I took a look at their website, their homepage. They had an opinion section, and here was the top of it. Biden's call for unity, a welcome change from pain, mistrust, and division under Trump, by Richard Fowler. Biden-Harris victory speeches begin healing America with inspiring call for unity, by Donna Brazile. Biden wins 2020 election. America has said, you're fired, to Trump, by Richard Fowler again. Wow, what kind of lineup is that? I mean, give me a break. And then there's Chris Wallace, who just yesterday on Fox News Sunday had his special guest, Democrat Pete Buttigieg, talking about President Trump. Now, again, just like Al Gore had time to seek his challenges, President Trump, the election's not done. There are still votes being counted. There are election results in question. President has a right to challenge that. Yet, here's how Chris Wallace phrased it.
How much harder will it be for President-elect Biden to keep his pledge to bring the country together if President Trump continues to say and to contest the legitimacy of this election?
See, President-elect Joe Biden, like everything is done and official. And here are a couple examples that really bothered me about what Fox News is saying and how it affects people. When they declared Joe Biden the winner, not even just an hour or so after that, Brett Baer has a guest on, and he mentions that, oh yeah, President Trump has the legal right to pursue these, and we'll give him some time, but he asks the guest, but how long do you think it'll be before the public pressure is so great that President Trump has to concede? Well, think about it. The public pressure that we'll be building is 100% manufactured by Fox News and the media calling the election. If they had just said, there are many states still in question, the president is pursuing his legal rights, states are still counting, so we can't declare a winner yet because secretaries of state haven't declared a winner yet, then we have a different mindset in the American public. Then we have them waiting and seeing, oh, does Joe Biden win or is President Trump still president? Let's wait and see. Instead, it's a totally different psyche that they put out there that President-elect Joe Biden is the winner, and yet anything that President Trump does is a challenge. That's what they're doing. It's not right, folks. The other example is leading up to the election when businesses were boarding up, they were shutting down and everything like that, and yet we know why they were boarding up. We know why they were shutting down. We know what kind of violence they were bracing for, yet Fox News tried to portray this as a balance, that people, these business owners, were equally as afraid of Trump supporters rioting, you know, white supremacists, as they were BLM and Antifa, when we know all summer long in Minneapolis and Seattle and Portland and Atlanta and you name it, cities were being burned, people were being killed, people were being hurt, vandals, rioting, looting from Antifa, from Black Lives Matter, from the left. That's who they were afraid of. Yet Fox News tried to portray it as it's balanced, that there's equal fear on both sides. Give me a break. They declared Joe Biden the winner on Saturday. Was there rioting in the streets? No. Was there looting? Was there destruction? No. Yet Fox News still ran with this headline. pro-Trump demonstrators, some armed, rally around U.S. following Biden victory projection. Some armed? Really? I mean, give me a break. There's not an event in Texas anywhere that some people aren't armed. It doesn't mean anything. Yet that phrase made it into Fox News's headline, as if, oh my gosh, we're on edge. It could just erupt any second. In the meantime, Antifa was actually prepping for violence. Leading up to Election Day, they were attacking a precinct in Seattle. They even posed for this group picture. Yep, that was around Seattle. They're getting ready to go. So how do you think things will go if the election is in Trump's favor, if all of this pans out? Because now we have a great contrast. We see how people reacted and didn't react when Fox News declared him the winner on Saturday. No rioting, looting, or violence. If things turn around, I wonder how it's going to be. And again, Fox News shouldn't be making these declarations. Even their group that calls elections, they call it the decision desk. That even paints a picture in the minds of the American people that this is some kind of authority on elections. They should report the news, not make decisions or declarations. So next, let's talk about the legal battles that will be beginning today. If you watched over the weekend, you heard Rudy Giuliani or Matt Schlapp in these various states. There's a lot to investigate. Dozens, if not hundreds, of affidavits being signed from people acknowledging voter fraud that needs to be looked at. And here's one example. A Pennsylvania mail carrier has said in a sworn affidavit that he was ordered by supervisors to collect and submit late ballots, which he said supervisors then backdated, so they appeared to have been mailed in time. Richard Hopkins, who lives in Erie, said he overheard a supervisor talking about the backdating operation, and letter carriers were told to pick up ballots through Friday, even though under Pennsylvania's current rules, ballots were supposed to have been mailed by Tuesday, though they could be delivered to election officials through Friday and still counted. Folks, that's just one example. That's just one example of what's going on out there. The campaign has gathered dozens, if not hundreds, of affidavits from other people who have noticed irregularities, who were barred from observing. There's a ton of different things going out there. The Dominion software in Michigan that counts votes. In one county, it registered 6,000 votes for Democrats that were for Republicans. That same machine and software was used in 47 counties in Michigan. You have dead people voting. You have out-of-state people voting in Nevada that they're going to investigate. In Pennsylvania, you have observers who weren't allowed to observe, and that's happened in other states too. Plus, in Pennsylvania, you have election laws that say when the ballots could be collected, and then courts just overturned that and said, keep going. That needs to be investigated. That needs to be pushed through the courts. Example after example after example, folks. Not only do you have naturally close races as it stands now, but you have the question of which ballots are actually legal and which ones are invalid, which ones are bogus, which ones are fraudulent. All of this needs to be investigated through the system and give Trump the same time that Al Gore had without Fox News and others jumping on this bandwagon and pushing a narrative to the public that is false and premature. So next, I want to talk about this United Democrat front that they're supposed to be pursuing now. Joe Biden says we need to heal. We need to come together as a nation and move past this. Let's unite. Well, some of these folks are showing their true colors. Some of them are ready to continue to go after Republicans. This is the Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin.
It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again.
Wow, there can be no Republican survivors. So much for unity. And then there's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. AOC got on Twitter and basically suggested that they maintain an enemies list of Trump supporters. Here's what she tweeted. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future. Unity, tolerance, and inclusion. Not from AOC, not from Jennifer Rubin. She wants to monitor and maintain a list of people just because they supported President Trump. And then there's Michelle Obama, who took to Twitter with this long series of coming together, but couldn't resist the chance to continue to bash Trump supporters. Here's what she tweeted. Let's remember that tens of millions of people voted for the status quo, even when it meant supporting lies, hate, chaos, and division. We've got a lot of work to do to reach out to these folks in the years ahead and connect with them on what unites us. Lies and hate and chaos and division. That's what she thinks about us. And when she talks about uniting, all that means is a way, we need to figure out a way to keep them down so we can push our agenda. They don't care about uniting at all. And statements like that about lies and hate and chaos and division, that says it all. Folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, and when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified, and we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching, and before you go, please hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.